The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
I am here. I come again to this beautiful circle. I am Judas. In my time on Earth, walking with the Master and my brothers and our sisters, we witness firsthand how God works through those who are open and blessed with his love, as Jesus was and is. Everywhere we went, some kind of goodness, some touch of God's love, some healing, some resonant story reached out from the Master to the hungry, we did not have the kind of media that you have where you can, in a moment, share a wonder, reach out to the world. And so we ask you for discernment, always in what you are putting out to the world. It is not that you cannot speak out against injustice, for the Master did, and there were those among us who wanted revolution and mistook the revolution of God's love for the overthrow of the Roman yoke. That being our mindset, imagine this job that the Master took on. But he selected each one for a reason, and many others were drawn by their hunger. He told many stories, as you know. And when you review even what is written in the New Testament, you can see he drew from the prophets of old, which he was extremely well acquainted with, and often used their words to make a spiritual point. My point here is that you can use what is true in your tradition. You can bring truth to anyone's present moment, present belief. And rather than confronting them by pointing out the error, we ask that you simply bring the truth. For example, will you pray with me? Let us ask the Father, our Creator, to bless us, to heal this one, to open a door that has been closed. Even those who might not even believe in God, when in crisis, will often be led by their soul longings to reach out. And they will call on you, each one of you. And you can tell your story and touch them with the love that you have. For really, we are telling his story. There is much each one here can do. To bring this love in your souls, this light to the world. I am not telling you something you don't already know. But just to remind you, the great power of God's love to touch his soul with a simple word of kindness, with a prayer. With a hug. As you walk this world, and more feel this glow, this substance of our Heavenly Father that you now possess in whatever degree of oneness, you cannot help but wish to serve, to bless, to love all, to give this gift. And to speak the truth that you have been given. When you look back on your lives, and sometimes with some remorse over time wasted, I say to you, from this moment on, consider how you will utilize each moment walking on the path of divine love, moving forward in the grace of God. In joy and gratitude, in service, in kindness, bringing peace and hope in the knowing of the glorious future that awaits you, and awe in God's love. I thank you. And my brother here, who likes to tell stories. So. I shall step back in gratitude to you for allowing me to step forward. I shall be in this prayer with you for the love of God. I am your brother and eternal friend in the celestial heavens. I am Judas, once from Kerioth, now your angelic. Bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.